We are reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 1, chapter 3, words of the Ari, item 1. You can send your questions to Sviva Tova, Kabbalah Group Info, also in the Arvut system, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, please, chapter 3.
Chapter 3 explains four kinds of light: tastes, dots, tags, letters, tamim, nekudot, tagin, utiyot. Those are one, the first expansion from the pe to the tabur, namely tastes, tamim. Two, the levels that emerge during the departure are called dots, nekudot. Three, the records, shimot, are called tags, tagin. Four, the light that is born by the striking of the records and the descending reflected light on one another is letters, otiot. We go to item 1, the words of the Ari. When Yesod rises, it leaves a record in its place to illuminate to Malchut. We shall start to explain them from Yesod, which is the last one to leave a record. It is said that during its ascent from Yesod to the place of Hod and upward, it leaves a record from Malchut in the place where Yesod was. That record never leaves there, even when Malchut returns and rises to the emanator. All the other Sefirot do the same, excluding the Malchut.
Ken.
Yes. Next. Two.
Item 2. The record is a residue from the first light of Akudim that is extended from above downward through the straightness, which is mercy. 2. This record is from the first light, which descended through straightness. A light that comes in straightness is mercy. And a light that comes on the way back up is reflected light. And it is judgment. The record is through straightness, which is why it is mercy.
Yes, meaning there are lights that descend from above down, there are lights that rise from below upwards, and in every single state, the light that was in it leaves behind an impression, a record, both from the direct light and the reflected light. And then these lights are called mercy, and those lights are called judgments. Next, 3.
Item 3. The first expansion of Akudim illuminated to the receivers from above downward, and the levels that emerged with their departure illuminated from below upward. 3. It is known that when the Sefirot of Akudim came, their faces were downward, because the purpose of their coming was to shine downwards. Therefore, their faces were through the receivers. However, when they returned upwards, they turned their faces upward toward the emanator and their backs downward.
A very interesting thing, again.
Again, the first expansion of Akudim illuminated to the receivers from above downward, and the levels that emerged with their departure illuminated from below upwards. 3. It is known that when the Sefirot of Akudim came, their faces were downward, because the purpose of their coming was to shine downward. Therefore, their faces were through the receivers. However, when they returned upwards, they turned their faces upward toward the emanator and their backs downward.
Yes, give one.
Да, дорогой раб, получается, что мы раскрываем одну сторону, это Ахараим.
It turns out that when we discover the Ахараим, the posterior, then the degree rises and wants to bring us closer.
No, this is only talking about the lights that are operating in the vessels. We don't yet have here fantasizing that it's us that are going up and down. No, this is talking about the first restriction, the world of Adam Kadmon. Let's learn it as it's written, without attaching ourselves to it yet. Item 4.
Item 4. When Keter ascends to the emanator, it illuminated through its back to the emanated beings. 4. When the Keter rises to the emanator, there is no doubt that the light of the emanator never stops, even for a moment, from the receiving emanated beings. The only difference is that at that time, when the Keter rises upward, that light that descends from the emanator descends from it to the Sphira through its back. Since he turned his face upward and his back to the emanated beings, and it is judgment. The other sefirot operate similarly as they return and ascend.
Next.
Item 5. The lights of the face are mercy, and those of the backs are judgment, called reflected light. 5. It turns out that even during the ascent of the lights, they extend below, downward, light that descends from the emanator to the lower ones, by them and through them. Although at that time, it is then extended through their back. It is known that the face is mercy and backs are judgments. The descending light is now called reflected light, since it descends when the upper lights return to rise to their root and emanator, and that is why this light is judgment.
Again.
Yes. Next.
Item 6. Chochmah receives from one posterior of Keter, Bina from two posteriors, and Malchut from nine posteriors. 6. It turns out that when Keter returns and rises to the emanator, before all the Sfirot, that light that descends from the emanator to the sphere below Keter is extended and passes through the posterior of the Keter. And it is judgment. It is likewise during the ascent of the other Sfirot, though there is one difference, which is that Chochmah receives only from the posterior of Keter. Bina receives from two posteriors, making it more judgment, and it is likewise in all of them, until you find that Malchut receives from nine posteriors, making it more judgment than all the other Sfirot above her.
Kiev 1.
Why the reflected light is called judgment?
Since the Malchut overcomes and rejects it back to the emanator, to the source it comes from. Because she cannot receive in order to receive, and in order to bestow, also, she doesn't yet have any possibility to do so. All that is possible is to push back this light to its source. Soon he'll explain this. PT19.
The reflected light is called judgments. We raise the reflected light. How does it become reflected light?
You give back to the host, to the Lord, what he wants to give to you.
Why does it become judgment?
That's why it's called din, judgments, because you're behaving that way to the mercy of the host.
When I make a reflected light,
where you say that you don't want to receive from him, do you hear what I'm saying to you?
I don't
want
to receive from it? But in our work, aren't we returning reflected light?
We give back, and what we give back is called reflected light, or judgment.
Okay, so what has been either our judgment, what has been that it's our judgment?
And it is a judgment because I did not receive it.
If I would receive it, it wouldn't have been a light of judgment?
No. You're missing a little patience to hear and not to jump with your question.
Well, it's a bit complicated.
We forgive you for the time being. For the time being. Moshe, where are we? On 7?
Yes, item 7. We have also PT24 if you want.
Where, oh, sorry. Please, PT24.
שאלה לגבי הערות הנקודים, מה שהוא אומר. אלה הערות שמתקבלים בזיווגים בהזדקחות המסך, שהמסך עולה למעלה.
על איזה הערות אתה אומר?
These are the...
נקודים.
The lights of נקודים.
נקודים. I'm sorry, נקודות.
Sorry.
נקודות.
Yes, נקודות.
נקודות.
עכשיו, בזמן ההסתלקות יש זיווגים.
נקודות are the lights that depart.
Now, during the departure, there are zivugim, there are meetings, there's a receiving of the lights of Chochma.
During the refinement? No.
Yes.
Where is it written?
בזמן ההסתלקות.
There are meetings during the departure.
Yes.
And during the meeting, you receive the light of Chochma.
No.
So what do you receive there?
Because the whole departure is basically a refusal to receive. And on all the degrees of departure, he doesn't want, and he doesn't want, and he doesn't want, and he doesn't want. That's why you have 5 portions, and you're ridding yourself of all 5 portions, one after the other, until you rise to the Peh of Rosh.
There are no matings in these degrees? When it goes from Malchut?
There are, but not like you're asking, where it comes to receive the light of Chochmah. There's no reception of the light of Chochmah with the departure of the lights.
So it's only rejection?
Only rejection, but in this rejection you're scrutinizing what you had and what you are truly rejecting.
Okay. We're in item 7. There is yet another change according to the quality of the Sphira, because Tiferet receives from the posteriors of Gvoa, which are hard posteriors. 7. There is yet another discernment. Since Tiferet receives her light from the posterior of the Sphira of Gvoa, they are hard posteriors and very strong Gvoot. The other Sphirot above are not like that.
Okay. 8.
According to the changes in the phases of the Sphirot, so will be the light that is extended, weak judgment, medium, or strong. 8. It turns out that according to the difference between the phases, so will be the difference in the light that is extended, weak judgment, medium judgment, or strong judgment. However, the equal side in all of them is that they are all judgments, because they are through the posterior, as we have said, and the pen has no power to elaborate and detail all these details in this matter.
Meaning it's hard to make a commentary or interpret it, but like he said, there are these three types. There's the weak judgment, medium judgment, and strong judgment. Next.
Item 9. Three phases of lights. One, the first expansion of Akudim from the Pe to the Tabu. Two, the records that remained from this, the first expansion, which is mercy. Three, the levels of the reflected light that are extended from the emanator during the departure of the lights, which is judgment. 9. It turns out that there are three phases of lights here. The first light is the first light among all of them, called Akudim. And they descended and expanded from the Pe outwards and down to the Chazeh, the Tabu. The second light is the light of the record that the first light left of that light itself that came through straightness, and it is mercy. The third light is reflected light. It is a light that was extended from the emanator to the sphira, and it was extended when the lights ascended and returned from below upwards. And this light is judgment, since it is extended through the posterior.
Mm-hmm. That's how it sorts the lights. Next.
Item 10. The clash of the light of the records and the reflected lights with one another engenders a fourth light called sparks. 10. There is indeed a fourth light born from the aforementioned lights. This is so because the third light, called reflected light, is extended and descends downward to shine in the sphere. At that time, it encounters the second light, called record, which remains below. However, they differ in their nature, for one is direct light and mercy, while the other is reflected light and judgment. Hence, they strike and clash with each other, especially since the light of the record wishes and yearns to ascend to its source, which is the first light, although it does not actually ascend, as the record remains forever below. It nonetheless wishes and yearns to ascend. However, the reflected light descends below, and as they are of opposite nature, they strike each other, for there is clashing and striking only when the lights differ in their nature. Then through their striking on each other, they generate sparks of light as reflected light, which is judgment, and worse than the light of the record, which is mercy. And these sparks are the fourth light we have mentioned.
Oh, yes, Lano.
Oh, we have Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, вы вот Владу раньше ответили, что тут описаны процессы еще до нас.
You answered Vlad before that the process described here is a process that precedes us. If so, what is he talking about here?
The desire to receive. The desire to receive and the upper light which is operating upon it. And the desire is responding to the light. That's it. We're not talking here about the created beings, truly. The created beings start from the world of Bria and down. We'll learn that. For the time being, we're learning only about the roots of nature, within which we are later born and emerge. develop. Info.
Adelante, Eduardo.
August 27 and 28
27 and 28 of August, we are celebrating our connection in a virtual and physical congress. Many countries, friends organized physical gatherings, and I will hear about the content of the congress. Hello, friends.
Es así como este congreso tiene el nombre.
Please put up the slide for the lessons. The first lesson, we're going to celebrate the connection, the joy of the connection. So the first lesson is we're going to work on the joy of working in the ten, the importance of having the ten, the importance of having an opportunity to work in the ten, to open up the hearts with the friends in the ten. Another topic in the first lesson is the effort to work, which brings us joy with the friends, the importance of the work in the ten. Another topic in the first lesson is the prayer as an expression of our work.
La segunda lección, amigos,
and your deficiency in the ten. Lesson two, friends, is the opportunity that we have to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. The opportunity that we have to learn from our teachers to study this wisdom, that we are part of a chain of Kabbalists. And we have a teacher, we have books, we have a group, and we'll celebrate the continuation of this chain of Kabbalists. In the third lesson, we're going to explore the topic of the joy from connection with the Creator. We'll see how do we measure the joy from connection with the friends, the role that joy and fear are used, and the joy from adhesion with the Creator. How do we forget about ourselves as individuals and the joy of connecting with the friends to connect with the Creator? And in our fourth and final lesson, we're going to embrace humanity through bestowal and joy.
A la confianza de nuestra conexión para lograr la diseminación.
This will correspond to the confidence we have in the connection in order to reach spirituality, since without connection, we have no dissemination. So our example, our connection, is used as an example to convey this wisdom and to bring the Creator to all of humanity. In order to unite all the hearts. Those will be the four lessons of the Congress. Roberto.
Gracias, Andrés. Gracias por darnos los temas.
Thank you, Andrés. Thank you for the lesson topics and all the elements of the lessons. And Rob, with your permission, we have a question about the work in the tents during the Congress. According to the recommendations of Bnei Baruch,
nosotros vamos a tener
from the spiritual team, we will have a virtual congress and also physical meetings. During the congress, we'll work with the friends, whoever we are, if it's a physical gathering or a virtual gathering, and we won't necessarily be with our ten. This will take place both in the physical gatherings and in the virtual rooms. So we have the following question. What can we gain from this action that we're doing in the Congress? What's the reward we can expect from this mixing and intermingling?
The entire desirable result from the convention is connection between us. That's clear. Around the globe, no matter what groups or what languages we're talking, and nothing should separate between us, as the main thing is the connection of our hearts, where the heart feels no language, time, or space beyond all the discernments that bring us separation. The main thing for us is to be connected in heart. Hence, we need to really try to define between us an inner connection, so that in this inner connection, we're about to reveal the Creator, which is our goal, not just connection for the sake of connection. There are so many also in our world, all kinds of connections between people and something in every country and every society. We want such a connection in which the Creator will be revealed, that our center, our cause, the reason that we exist, to which we are drawn, Him we reveal, and in Him we exist. And this is what we want to discover. It is clear that there are many disturbances in our work. The evil inclination and the individual one and the general one, from all kinds of disturbances, envy, lust, honor, whatnot. But we are going in order to invert all these bad vessels that are all revealed in our evil inclination, and to invert them to good. Therefore, we need to hold on together, to scrutinize every state, and to advance this way, to step on it and rise above it. That's it. According to that rule of love covers all crimes. I hope you understand, and if you don't understand, don't be ashamed to ask me about any single thing. Because I feel that all that we're going through, and I will be able to try at least to explain to you as much as possible, that in a way that everyone will understand. Please. That's it. So the convention that is coming in South America is a convention of a good, nice connection in which we rise above the disturbances, above reason, meaning above our ego that's presenting all kinds of obstacles. And then by that we can, that which is truly the source of all the states we go through.
Gracias, Rab.
Okay.
Thank you, Rab. Another question. During the lesson, we are grateful to you.
Hay que inscribirnos al congreso.
Maybe an announcement to all the friends. You need to sign up to the congress. Let's make sure that in all the tens, everyone is signed up.
Vamos a hacerlos, amigos, porque con eso.
Have the link, as you can see.
Y continuamos en este proceso de alegría.
Let's do it.
Gracias.
Because by that, we're bringing joy. Thank you, friends. Maybe can I have another question, Rav?
Please, no problem, as much as you want.
After many years of working in the permanent tents, Roberto is asking, in this Congress we're going to work, each one wherever he is. Meaning, if I'm in a physical Congress somewhere in Guadalajara, that's going to be the tent I'm working with, and not the tent that I'm working with for years. So the question is, where is the focus of my inner work? For the Congress, I disconnect from the ten I work with up till now.
For the sake of the convention, you're working in the center of the convention, which is actually one for us all. Simply one for all. And it's that doesn't matter if you're in Mexico, Guadalajara, or some other place.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Gracias. Gracias.
And I'm with you whenever you want, in any place you want. Good luck. And?
So we have announcements, dear friends. This coming Friday, August 19th, the study hall will be open to everyone interested in participating in the daily lesson. Entrances from the age of 18, and we'll send details about it. After the lesson, we'll have a hummus meal. You should sign up and register using the link that will be sent out today. The participation is for men and women from 18 and older. Check-in registration will take place through the chip or personal code. We're closing the registration on Thursday by 6 p.m. Please note you can't come into the meal without registration. Today, the content team meeting with Dr. Lightman at 10 a.m. and 12 is the afternoon lesson with Dr. Lightman. Let's sing a song.
Lost in a sea of empty pleasure and racing after plastic treasure. Now something's calling through the pieces of the heart. There's something more, there's something better. And the light's gonna shine through darkness, and the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher. What to hold on to and believe in. Open the heart and find the space to come to life. We close our eyes and start breathing. And the light's gonna shine through darkness. And the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher, higher, higher. Clocks, somewhere beyond our box, to feel your love and rise above with each and every part, somewhere above the borders of the heart. Together reaching one desire, so many sparks into